See Jesus in receiving and turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. I mentioned this morning as we closed that tonight we're going to talk about bearing burdens. Some people have different ideas on this, and that is okay. But as we read the passage in just a moment, we realize that every person has a burden. Someone once said, you may not all have money or have wealth, but everybody has burdens that they bear. Some people have spiritual burdens. Others have physical handicaps or some sickness or disease, cancer, whatever it may be, that is burdens that they bear. Some people, as we mentioned this morning, have burdens that they bear because they have been overtaken in sin. And that is what I believe verse 2 talks about, because it's right after verse 1 that we covered this morning. And it talks about those who are overtaken in any trespass. And so we realize that in these instances, we find that some people are bearing burdens that may just be what we would call life in general. Whether it's something you're born with, something you've been through in life, maybe it was the way you're raised. All these things factor into burdens that we struggle with. But what do we do with them? So I want to kind of put this into, why don't y'all sit down and be still, okay? I want to put these in three different categories this evening. We're going to read verses 2 through 5. But remember what we read this morning about, restoring somebody. And so as we read that from verse 1, we go into verse 2, and it says, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own what? His own load. We pray with Heavenly Father, as we have read these verses tonight, Lord, help us to keep in mind that we all have burdens, Lord, and there are those that we are to come alongside, Lord, and help that person through those difficult times, through those times that the burdens just seem to be too much to handle. Lord, help us to realize that even in our own lives, Lord, there are burdens, there are loads that we are to carry ourselves. So, Lord, and as we study your word tonight, Lord, I pray for insight, I pray for wisdom, I pray for boldness, Lord, to speak your word, and Lord, speak it in a way that we understand what our responsibilities as brothers and sisters in Christ are, but also to realize that there's a responsibility each and every one of us have to do what is necessary in our daily lives. So Lord, help us, guide us, lead us, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we look through these verses, we find that here again, everybody has a burden. Some of those can be physical, some emotional. At times, there are spiritual burdens. There's heartaches, heartbreaks. There's just all kind of issues that we deal with. And I know I've said this before, but it's okay. When you walk in the door on Sunday mornings and you've had the worst week of your life, and somebody asks you, how you doing? What do you say? Fine. What we tell people, everything's good. Is that really being honest with each other? Now, I know there are details you can't share with everybody. I get that. But how can, and we kind of talked about this a little bit this morning, how can somebody help you if you don't know, if they don't know you have a burden that you're in? Granted, you know, we all have burdens. Well, they got their own problems. You're right. But oftentimes I feel like we miss out on the blessings of God, because as a brother and sister of Christ, we are to bear one another's burdens, as Paul writes here. Bear one another's burden. It really doesn't matter whether they've been caught in a trespass or fallen into a trespass and need to be restored. Maybe they're just simply going through trials of life, and they need somebody to be there for them, right? I call that burdens that need to be shared by others. Burdens that need to be shared by others. Here again, we all have burdens, but how oftentimes in the body of Christ do we go through our day, do we paint a face? If you have to paint a face, what are you really being? In the Greek, what did they use? Mask? To cover the real face? It's kind of like the commercial on TV. I don't remember the name of the mask. There's not so many of them now. You can't keep track of them. And if you can keep track of them, you can't spell them and you can't sing, right? But there's one of them that they turn around this little happy face. Y'all seen the commercial on TV? They're dealing with depression, they got burdens, they got anxiety, they got all these issues going on, but when they walk around, they have this mask they're holding up. And sometimes we can be guilty of the same thing in church. How you doing? Fine, you know? And we're not. We've got burdens that we're carrying, but they're burdens that we often, unless it's a very close friend, we won't share. How can a teacher teach if they have not been through an experience themselves, right? If I'm going to tell on myself here, but it's okay. In 1985, I was not required, when I graduated from high school, I was not required to have algebra, thank goodness. Because when you start mixing letters with numbers, I am lost, okay? Now, if you got 1 + 2 = a letter, maybe I can figure it out, maybe not, I don't know. But here's my point. If a teacher has not learned how to do algebra, how can they teach you? As believers, when we've been through life and our trials and tragedies and burdens and all the things that life brings in our path, we as believers should be learning to be led by the Holy Spirit, to walk in the Spirit. And with that, life and burdens are a lesson. How do I handle it? How do I do? Because some of us, we might have carried a burden and we might have done it the wrong way. Amen? Mm-hmm. Is it easier to push a wheelbarrow or pull? You know, you got to figure it out. Well, same way in life. Sometimes we just say, I don't want to burden you with my burdens, you know. But as believers, we're supposed to come alongside of each other. We're supposed to help one another to bear those burdens, those times in life where it just overwhelms us. But we have to understand what the law of Christ is. Because it tells us that in verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. What is the law of Christ? Love God with all your what? Heart, mind, soul, and strength. And Jesus said the second is like it, to do what? Love your neighbor as yourself. So if we're loving our neighbor as ourselves and we're bearing a heavy burden, what do we really? What is our natural desire? Our natural desire is to have somebody come alongside of us. Isn't that what Jesus does? He comes alongside us because he is our great burden bearer. And we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. Two major times that we find in the life of most of us, if we have not experienced it, we will one day, and that is during the times of sorrow and grief. And they don't have to be together, although they can be. Sorrow and grief could be over a divorce, a child that's gone astray, a loved one that has hurt us in ways, or maybe divorce, or maybe what loss of a loved one. Whatever it is, those are times when we as humans need one another. We need to come together. We need to bear one another's burdens at those times. Any given time at our church, somebody's going through tough times. Amen? Mm-hmm. But if you were to come on Sunday morning and look around, everybody's got a smile on their face, which is good, right? But it's not always being honest. When we can share each other's burdens and have somebody come alongside of us, is what we are to do, to bear those burdens. Now, we need to be kind to one another, because everybody has burdens that not everybody knows about. When I was younger, I was quick to assume, right? Anybody like me? Somebody was rude to you, you just assume that they're the meanest person on earth, right? They just out to get you. But oftentimes what I've strived to do now, I'm not good at it always, but I try to think, well, they might have had a rough day. They might not have slept last night. They might have been in the biggest fight of their life, and anything could have happened. And so maybe they're just not in it today. Maybe they're just not having a good day. And so we need to be kind to everybody, because one day all of us will need somebody to come alongside of us and help us bear the burden that we're carrying. 2 Corinthians, this is my Paul writing, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. This is what Paul says. He said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all what? Comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." What does that mean? I'm just going to give you commentary real quick. This means that you have gone through things. You have bore burdens that were heavy to carry. But while you were there carrying them, guess who was there comforting you? Who was your encouragement? Who was that person who helped you through that? It was God himself, through the power of the Holy Spirit, comforting us, guiding us through those times. But in turn, what are we then supposed to do ourselves to somebody else who is carrying a heavy burden, who's going through sorrows, who's going through tough times? We are to be able to comfort them with the same comfort that God has given to us through the Holy Spirit. We are to help them bear their burdens. Question comes to mind is, who have we comforted lately? Who have we come alongside? One of the names of the Holy Spirit is Paraclete. It means to come alongside. Come alongside you. That's how we are to be with one another. We don't have to know all the details to be there for somebody, do we? But just to simply be there in those times. God allows us to go through seasons of trials, seasons of tribulation, seasons of trouble, seasons of burdens, to be able to help one another bear their burdens. It's easy, though, when you're going through tough times. What do a lot of us want to do? When we're going through tough times, it's woe is me, right? We throw ourselves a party, but it's not the right kind of party. It's a pity party. And we think nobody else in the world has ever gone through this, but as we mentioned this morning, there's no temptation that has overtaken you, which is not common man, right? God is faithful who makes that way. And so we need to realize that in this time, we should lean on God more and more. We should lean on Him. But it also means that we should lean on one another to say, listen, your family, and if you're family, what are you supposed to do for one another? You're to care, to comfort one another. I want my kids always to feel welcome when they come home. Amen? Don't y'all? You want them to feel welcome. You want them to know that their needs are going to be taken care of. And if they got problems or whatever, you're there to give them wisdom, to guide them. All those things should be our priority. Not feel like we're being distant to somebody and act like, well, nobody cares. Because we should all care for one another. So, here's a thought too. Some of us have been through life experiences that others have not. And because you have been through those situations, those trials, those burdens, it uniquely qualifies you to minister to other people that maybe I'm not qualified to do. Let me give an example of that. Years ago, it's been 10 years ago now, when our son Shane was diagnosed with cancer, I had been to the hospital. I had been where they, did the chemo and all. And I've sat there with people and I prayed with people who were having that done. But can I tell you, I really had no part in it. You understand what I'm saying here? I had no part in it. I did what I was supposed to, but I was their pastor, but I was not qualified necessarily to be there to comfort them, to help them bear the burden. Why? Because personally, I had never experienced that. I had not been down that road. Now, on the other side, 10 years after Shane had cancer, I was there. Amy was there. We were there when they gave him that devil's die. We were there when they did all that. And to see life drain out of him. And so now, on the other side of that, when I go to somebody who's got cancer, going through treatments, I can better minister to them because I have more of an understanding of what they are going through now compared to 10 years ago. But some of you have been in those same shoes, and you know what I'm talking about. I want us to look down, let's go back to Galatians chapter 6 and go down to verse 5. Here's two verses, verse 2 and verse 5, that some people say they contradict each other, okay? Because it says, bear one another's burdens, and then verse 5 says what? Bears on load. Well, can't you translate load as a burden? You can, yeah. But there's two different things here, and I want to point this out before we move on. Verse 2, bear one another's burden. These are burdens that have overwhelmed somebody. Maybe it's their fault, maybe it's not. It don't matter. I don't think it matters at all at that point. They're overloaded. But then there's other loads that we are to carry. What are the other loads we are to carry? Well, each and every one of us are supposed to, as men, provide, protect our families, right? We're to do that. We are to to go to work, to feed our families. We're to do those things. We are to provide for those under our care. You say, well, that's a daily burden, yeah. But that's when you're meant to carry, right? Now, don't get me wrong here. There are times things happen in people's lives that's not intended. It's a consequence sometimes of something they've done. We are to bear their burdens, but how long are we to bear one another's burdens? Well, as long as it takes verse 2 till they're strong enough to bear their burden on their own. Verse 5 is talking about bearing just your everyday burdens, to care that load, to go to work, to provide, to protect, to sustain all that is going on in life on a daily basis. Now, here again, some burdens are meant to be shared, but others are meant to be shouldered. And that's what verse 5, I believe, it is talking about here. It's our normal duty to do those things, to work, to provide, and all that. Today's society, though, and it's even crept into the church, today's society says it's not your fault, right? You were born that way, it's in your DNA. You learn that it's your parents' fault. Y'all ever heard that? It's your parents' fault. Let me say this. In Jesus Christ, you have the ability to get past your past, right? Mm-hmm. I know there's some terrible things that have happened to people in your life, and it's a burden, and it might be a burden you take to the grave with you. So I'm not making less of that. I just know that in Christ you can get past your past. You can move forward. There is victory in Jesus as we sing, but we have to know who to put those burdens upon. But in that, sometimes it is a consequence of our sin. Something we've done, something in our past that we struggle to move beyond. And those are the times when we need somebody to come along and shoulder that with us. Other times it might be the consequence that it's a burden that we're going to carry, because it's on us. It is our responsibility. There's forgiveness, yes, but there are also the consequences of sin. As I talked about this morning, we can choose the sin, but the consequence still remains on us. And that is a burden we do bear, but there is forgiveness in Christ. So, in that, to be shouldered on our own, to be bore by ourselves, we find that there's times that somebody needs to come alongside of us and help us bear those burdens, but only until we're strong enough to carry them on our own, right? To carry them on our own, and then when we're strong enough on our own, remember that verse, Corinthians, so that we can comfort someone else. Because by the time we've walked through there, we've carried the burdens, we've been there, we know that, we've done that, and now we can help somebody else who's in the same situation we once found ourselves in. But here's the thing I find sometimes. Somebody has a problem, somebody has a trial, somebody has tribulation, somebody has a burden, and they come and they ask for help, and through one way or another, might be monetarily, they're helped. It might be in other areas, relationship problems, and you help. And then you find they're strong enough to walk on their own, but then somebody comes to them. And you know what I've often seen? That person turn away somebody else. Amy and I were talking about this at lunch, and first thing she thought of is sound like the man that owed a lot of money, you know, to the master and asked for forgiveness. And the master had compassion on him and forgave him, but then he went out and found the guy that owed him $100, you know, and wanted to throw him in prison. And it's much like that. Well, set me free from my burden, but I'm not going to help anybody else. That shouldn't be our mindset either. Our mindset should say, hey, fulfill the law of Christ. Love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Bear each other's burdens. Some burdens are meant to be shared. Some burdens are meant to be shouldered. But then there's also those that are to be shed. We're to cast them off. In Psalm 55, verse 22, Psalmist wrote, he says, cast your burden on who? On the Lord. And he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. Cast your burden on the Lord. You see, there's those burdens that we face in life. We're not strong enough to carry them on our own. Maybe they're even more than a dear friend can help us carry. What are we to do in those times? Sometimes people have the idea that, well, God brought me to it, he'll see me through it. I get that, I do, honestly, I do. But sometimes we have a burden that's so heavy we can't bear it, it's crushing us, it's crushing not only us, it's crushing our relationships, it's crushing everything around us, and we think that somehow we're serving God by just trying to keep toting. Is that what God intends for us? I don't think so. Yes, there are consequences to sin. There are lessons that God wants to teach us through some of the burdens that come into our lives. But when we get to the point when we feel like, hey, I can't do this, y'all raise your hand. We've probably all been there at one point in time in our lives. I can't go another day. I can't breathe. I can't do anything. I'm weighted. I'm crushed. It's like carrying a backpack that has 400 pounds. It's more than I am. And I can't tote me, much less it. And so what do we do? Well, here in this passage it says to cast those burdens on the Lord. We are to shed those burdens and give them to the Lord. But sometimes we try to cling to it, like we're serving God or something. Some of us may have a feeling, well, what good is it going to do? What good is it going to do? I can't do it. My friend, they can't do it. What do we do? Cast burden on the Lord. 1 Peter 5, 7, Peter basically quotes from this psalm. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he does what? He cares for you, right? If we think we're being some spiritual martyr or something for God, in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, listen to what Jesus says here. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will do what? Give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, what does that mean? It means that I'm heavy laden. What is that really trying to do? Heavy laden is what they used to pack on mules and camels, right? They put everything that animal could tote. They were heavy laden. They were burdened down. That was the they were bearing that burden. And that's somehow the same thing we do. We go through life, we're trying to bear it, we're trying to be a good Christian, we're trying to do all the things right, but we have become so overwhelmed with it, and we can't do it. And that's when we need to say, okay, God, I can't do it, I can't go anymore, I can't go any further. I need you to help me bear this burden. Lord, I need to throw them down. Actually, really, that's the same image as when a saint stands before God. When we're saved, we die, we stand before Him, and whatever crowns we get, we're going to cast them back at His feet. In the same way, that is what we are to do with our burdens that we have, that have overwhelmed us. We are to take and cast those at His feet. Why? Because He cares for you. He cares for me. But sometimes we feel like we can do it on our own. But there's times when we really just need to, as someone once said, let go and let God. Say, God, this is yours. I can't do it anymore. I need your help. I need your strength. I need your comfort to see me through. Here's two things I think that happen when we finally decide to put our burdens on the Lord. Number one, He'll lift our burdens. I've seen people that have had problems, whether it's money. I've seen people who've had health issues and people help and they pray. And their situation improves. That burden is lifted, right? I've seen that over and over again, no matter what it is. It's great when that happens, amen? Mm-hmm. When you pray and you give it to the Lord, and he takes that burden away from you, and He takes care of the problem, or somebody God uses comes along and helps in that situation. It's great when that happens. But can I tell you, that does not always happen that way. Life doesn't always happen that way. In Psalm 55:22, cast your burden on the Lord. Listen to what this says. Cast your burden on the Lord, right? Hear this close. And He shall sustain your burden. Is that what it says? He shall sustain you. Sometimes it is not God's will to completely remove the burden. Okay? Sometimes it's not God's will to just take the burden off of you. But it is God's will to not only bear the burden, but to bear you too. And that's something we often miss out on. If we think that we pray, you know, got a problem, we're going to pray, and then God's just going to take it away. I remember, and I should have printed it out, but I didn't think that. Y'all ever remember seeing the footprints in the sand? Picture a lot of people had in their houses that, you know, you see that there's this time where there's two sets of tracks, and then there's one set of tracks, And the guy says, or woman, whoever it is, says, yeah, God, why'd you leave me? That was the most difficult time in my life. Why did you leave me? And what did the Lord say? Oh, son, oh, God, that's when I cared you. You had a burden that was too heavy to bear. That's the time I cared you through that season of life. And sometimes that is what God's will is for us to say, Lord, here it is. It's yours. I'm turning it over to you. I can't deal with it. Can't handle it anymore. I need you to help me to sustain me through all this. Sometimes it's not God's will to remove the burden, but to lift you up. And that's the second one right here. The Lord lifted you up. Let me give an example of this. Remember the Apostle Paul asked, He said, listen, I got a thorn in my flesh, right? I got a thorn in my flesh. What was it? We don't know. Some people think it was bad eyesight. Others think it was arthritis. Maybe he was just, who knows, man, he'd been beaten several times and left for dead and stoned and everything else. And maybe it was something physical. I tend to believe it was a spiritual attack that he kept dealing with over and over and over again. But here's my point. Paul says, I prayed how many times? Three times for the Lord to remove it. What did the Lord tell him? Did he tell him yes or no? Listen, we say that God said no, but in a way God said yes. Think about this for a minute. Three times God, in a way, said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you and the burden, right? My grace is sufficient. In other words, the Lord's saying, Paul, I'm not just going to lift your burden, I'm going to lift you and your burden. I'm going to cure both of you. You're going to be strong enough. My grace is sufficient to see you through this. Some of us, though, when we're going through those times of burdens in our life, we get bitter towards God because God doesn't answer our prayer the way we expect Him to answer it. We get bitter, and sometimes people turn away from God. They turn away from the faith, and they become this angry at God because God didn't respond the way they wanted God to do. But when you read that in Corinthians and you see where Paul says this, and you know that I prayed three times, and we know that Paul was a man of God, amen. If God should have answered anybody's prayers, it should have been his, right? But no, God said, my grace is sufficient. I'm not only going to cure you, I'm going to cure your burden along with it. My grace is sufficient. Maybe we just need to realize that in those times of burdens that we're bearing, God's intent is to lift both of us and our burden together to see us through. We're not to throw a pity party, because often when we do, that means we don't believe that God is able. Somehow it's on me, it's on you to see us through. And yes, there are those blows we are to bear. Our daily responsibilities, we are to do those things. But when those life burdens come along, our goal should be to glorify God. What we sang the song a while ago, let others see Jesus in who? It really should say, let others see Jesus in me. But oftentimes, if you want to test the true metal of somebody, is when they're going through tough times, through burden, who's their faith in? Who is our faith in when we're going through those times of life? Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden on the Lord. He shall, it doesn't say might, maybe he will, it says he shall sustain you. What do we do with burdens? We are to bear one another's burdens. We are to shoulder those ones that have been placed on us. But when those times come and we realize we cannot do it on our own, that is the time we cast those burdens on the Lord, knowing that He will sustain us. The reality is, and I'll finish with this, some of us here tonight may be carrying burdens that God never intended for us to keep carrying. Maybe He's saying, give them to me. Give them to me. Hand them over. Why is that important? Because when we realize that He wants them, He said, cast them on me. He got the shoulders, amen. Cast them on Him. He cares for us. When we cast them on Him, know that He's helping us. He might take the burden completely away, but then again, He might say, listen, He might be just like Paul. My grace is sufficient for you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help the problem. I'm going to be there with you, because didn't He promise us to never leave us or forsake us? What burden are you carrying today? What burden do you need to help somebody else carry? What burden do you just need to say, Lord, here it is? Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, as we close tonight, Lord, we probably all have to say there are burdens that we are bearing. Lord, we're trying to bear them like a good Christian would. But a good Christian knows where the help is. And a faithful Christian knows that, oh, there's times when we can help one another and we can be helped by somebody. But then there's those times, Lord, where we know that what we're bearing is a consequence of some action we've done. And although we've been forgiven of those sins in Christ Jesus and His sacrifice, Lord, there's those lingering consequences, those burdens that we bear. And Lord, we realize that no matter where the burden comes from, Lord, You are there. And You have told us to cast our burdens upon You. Lord, You care for us. And Lord, even though You may not remove that burden, Lord, Your promise, even as You gave Paul, was that Your grace is sufficient. That there's mercy to be found in Christ. There's comfort in knowing You. There's comfort in knowing, Lord, that when we give those burdens over to You, Lord, You're right there with us. You're helping us. You're helping bear the load. You are our paraclete, our come alongside of to help us through any difficult times. Lord, help us to love You first and foremost. But then, Lord, as Your word tells us, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Lord, help us as we go through life. Help us to see those in need. Help us to reach out, as in our adult Sunday school lesson this morning. Lord, to see those who are in need, to reach out, to touch them, or to do like You did, to be there for them, to take care of their burdens, or to ease those burdens when it is in our power to do so. But when we find ourselves, Lord, in those situations, Lord, help us not refuse the help of others who are there to help us bear the burdens, Lord, that we have in our lives. Lord, as we leave this place tonight, go with us, guide us, direct us, help us to see others, Lord, the way You see us. Help us to love them as You love us. Lord, help us to bear the burdens as You have helped us bear ours. We pray.